Hello, may I speak to Dorothy Cox, please? It's John Brown. How you doing, Dorothy? Pretty good, pretty good. Oh, there's nothing. I have a question. I'm trying to get some information on some convalescent homes. And I was figuring, you know, you have that commission on the aging, you know, out of the mayor's office. I have, there's a young man who lives here now, but he lives in Los Angeles. His mom had a stroke. And he called me, he knew I used to work at the Human Rights Commission. And he wants some place to move her up here, but I've been, you know, I'm getting more or less to run around in terms of trying to find a place for her to stay. Because they were talking about Medi-Cal and Medicare patients, you know, something about to lose some money on them. And what I need is a contact person in the,
Commission on Aging?
Right.
Well, the only one I know is Ted Knowles. You know Ted Knowles? He's a black guy there.
Ted, I heard his name before.
Yeah, he's a commissioner.
Oh, he is.
And I know...
Where's he from? I mean, you know...
Well, I know him through the African American Historical Society. He works very closely there. And let me see, Ted just sold his home. Oh, I tell you where he is. Ted lives at that very exclusive place for the aged there in the Western Addition. What's that place there? It's along there on Geary. It's very well-to-do.
He walks with a cane, doesn't he?
No, Ted doesn't want to. He's kind of a...
Well, if I call up there to the Commission on Aging, they'll probably give me his number, right?
Oh, sure they will. Sure they will. And if not, you're going to have to get his number again. Because I know he called me about reappointment, and I know George did reappointment.
Right,
too. No, I don't have it. But you know that place there around Geary, around the Miyako? You know that very exclusive aging place there? But you know, you have to be making a lot of money to even live there. But it is for the aging. I can't think of his name. That's where he lives. But he's one of the few blacks on the commission. And then I'll tell you another guy who is very... very much into it is Earl Crenshaw. You know Earl?
Yeah.
You know Earl?
He used to be with Waco.
Right. Because Earl, as a matter of fact, was in the mayor's office the other day when I was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very active in aging. And very sharp, too. In fact, I would say he's even sharper than Ted. So both of them are sharp guys. But Earl Crenshaw is another one. Now, I'm not sure that Earl is actually a commissioner, but he knows everything that's happened in aging.
He does.
Yeah. And I think his number is listed. Earl Crenshaw.
Okay. Listen, when is the
Black Leadership Forum?
Yeah,
that's
that
on Thursday the 18th.
That's
Thursday. And that's at noon. Yeah. You gonna come?
Right. Jim will probably come too.
Jim will come too.
Yeah.
Good.
Because you know, like I told you the other day, you know, he definitely wants to be a member.
Yeah, he really.
And,
yeah.
You know, like.
And I guess you told him my reaction.
Well, yeah, I told him.
What did you say?
Well, like I told you, he was, you know, he was black and Indian. I already told you that.
Yeah, I know you told me that.
And you know, his dad tried to conceal the fact, you know, but his uncle on his deathbed told him that. And when he tried to get a hold of the family tree, you know, his own dad, you know, took it and burned it up. Couldn't do it, but it was obvious.
Now, was his father Indian?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, George will be there, and They say they're going to have a written question.
Okay. And then probably after that, there'll be the, or you can sign up at the door for membership.
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay. So we just have to walk with how much money?
$15 is the membership. But the thing about it is that I think that probably what we're going to do is, you know, I tell you that the bylaws are being formed now, or I should say they're going over the bylaws. And it seemed to me that in the bylaws that they will accept, you know, memberships, but then I think where they have to vote on members and all that, that's still kind of in the works. So I have to get a, you know, as to whether or not they're still taking memberships right off, right away. I think they are, though. But I've got to check that out. But I do know that it's $15 a year.
Yeah. I thought I was bringing some information to Jim, you know, about your new position and everything. And
what do you think?
He seems to already know about it, you know, but I had recollect him saying, you know, to the mayor, that he didn't want any of our jobs filled until you had one.
Really?
And so when I was, you know, I thought I was telling him something.
So what did he say?
He just smiled and said, I know. You know,
Papa. Yeah. I think I'm going to really enjoy the job. I really am. It's a whole new era and such an important era, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel good about it.
Okay,
honey.
Well, look, we'll see you Thursday.
All right, see you Thursday.
All right, bye. Thanks for the other
All
question.
Right, okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
she collected a whole bunch of money. She was supposed to pay bills in the house. She bothered to do that. She lost the money. Conned one of our good members out of $120 before she left, the day that she left. She had an awful lot of money that was partly mine when she took off. I consider psychological problem at this point. She molested a young teenage boy before she took off. The church was going to do something about it. The church didn't want to do anything about it, quite frankly, the way it was. The boy wanted to prosecute her, but couldn't see a way to do it. And I was calling you to let you know that if she calls you again, I think you're going to have to weigh both sides of the question. I don't appreciate her contacting you, quite frankly. And if she does again, I wish you'd tell her from me, because evidently she won't call me, that she's going to have to make it right with all the things that she's done. And then I'll contact her and talk with her and see what's going on. She's going to have to make it right with the church before I can see it clear to be friends with her.
I'm sorry. Both of you. I don't know much about it.
Well, I'm sure you don't, and I'm sure you feel like you're in the clicks in between.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah? Yeah, that's my...
Well, I wanted to keep it under 3 minutes, and that operator's
on. 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you, operator.
Because,
you know, expenses are awful bad right now.
Yeah.
Well, be sure to... Tell Dad hi for me.
Well, God bless you, Bob.
Thank you very much, Linda.
I hope you can come when you get through that training. You think you can?
Yeah, well, very possibly. And be sure to tell Liz that she's got to contact the church and square it away. So I...
Well, how much of that money that she took had been hers to begin with?
Well, that, she knows how much. She knows how much. So she can call and find out. So I'm going to have to get going because I don't have much change.
Okay, honey.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Call again. Let me know where you are, Bob.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Found out anymore.
No, I haven't.
Congress people, we're checking with Congress people in our church. You didn't find out what... sending another $100 to help with her call, as you tell her too, will you?
Okay.
I didn't mean for either one of those phone bills to be on you, but some way the operator got it all mixed up, so I don't imagine it anywhere near that, but so it's $100 going out this morning to take care of that and also help her more. We'll be helping from time to time. You surely have a devoted companion to truth and principle. I know you must be very proud.
I am.
Well, anything further that we can do, tell her to let us know, because that's a pretty serious business. As far as we can gather, we don't know what they were up to, whether they were stalking her to do her harm, or whether they were there to just gather information. What was that in the background? I thought I heard a voice. Unless we've got Big Brother listening, huh? Well, I don't know why they would tap good citizens. Your wife was a very patriotic person. She didn't, when she was in our pulpit, she didn't glorify anything but the American dream, and spoke very loyally of this country. I don't know what their possible interest in this is. We will not stand idly by. The head of the Black News Press, Dr. Goodlett, attends our church. He's the president of all the black newspapers in the United States, the national newspaper publishers, and he carried an article about it. We're not going into detail to indict the people that were involved and all the information we have. We're not going into that detail. We're giving them opportunity to explain themselves, but we did say that she was spied on from, it was a very lovely article. We will send it to you. We'll send it to you, and we have other journalists who, if any more of this goes on, who will fire away. We don't want to divide America. We don't want to seek to divide America any further, but we don't want good citizens like her to be spied on.
Yes, that is. Do you
all
have a school out there? Is
you train
people?
A school?
Right.
We have our own private school, yes. Uh-huh.
I would think on that today. I would think of you today earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tell me about the things, that she thought about,
Yes.
I've wanted to say, if you don't have some kind of training facility.
Well, we don't have it as extensively as we might. Any suggestions, tell her, don't hesitate to write. We'll send you, I don't know if we ever gave her any of the clippings. We've got, the press has been very favorable to us, and we've got many clippings of our different activities, and I'll send that on to you. But it'll be under separate cover. Do look for a check for $100. It'll be probably with not much with it. Your address is correct. All we had was Mr. and Mrs. Willie Wright, Myersville, Mississippi.
I get it right there. It's P.O. Box 162.
P.O. Box 162.
Right.
Well, we ought to have that. I'll put that down. But I think the check's already gone out. Material, you'll get it that way probably anyway, won't you?
Right.
You'll get it just straight to Myersville, will you?
Say, fine.
You'll get it by being sent just straight to Myersville, won't you?
Yeah, I get it still.
All right. Well, sorry those two phone bills end up on you. I didn't even realize it until the secretary was checking.
It's all right. I would have paid this thing, but for the information.
Yeah, I know, but we want to help her cause and not to take from it. So $100 are well more than covered, and we'll be doing other things from time to time. We good people who are pacifists and love truth and principle and social justice in this country are going to have to stand up for one another. We can't allow this kind of thing to go on. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
How are you?
Perfect, good, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thank you. He's sort of working on his book at the moment, and he's going to be finished in about 30 or 45 minutes. Can he call you back at that time?
Yes, he can call me back. I'll be gone that time, but he can call later in the day, no problem.
What time will you be down?
Probably around, around 5.
At 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if he gets out tomorrow, I'll certainly be
No problem.
Okay.
Push right on the way he's writing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Hello.
Is this Reverend Jones?
This is he.
All right.
Jim?
Yeah, Luddington.
I'm so glad to hear from you. I'm really depressed. I've taken tranquilizers because I became uncontrolled with my emotions, and I sort of doing something crazy. I told them up in the San Francisco of Barbara and there to talk to that I'd call the police.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, I didn't do it because I didn't want to do anything crazy until I talked with you.
You can do anything crazy you want to. If you want to start with a police bag, I don't think you're using much judgment to be talking about police when you're out in the car and such.
Yeah, well, I got to the point where I didn't really give a damn.
No, I don't give a damn either. I've been that way since I was a child. So you don't threaten me. That's one thing. Just don't threaten me.
I'm not threatening you.
Well, what do you want? What do you want?
Well, where is Barb?
Your wife is somewhere hid out from you. She's terrified of you. She thinks you're capable of killing her. Because you kept talking about killing. Is that true?
Killing her?
I don't know who she's talking about killing.
No. I talked about killing myself.
She said you talked about killing others. So hostile you could kill.
Well, talking about killing on the streets, yeah, I could do that, you know. I'm not talking about killing people on the street.
When did you ever get that fair going up there? She got a letter here in San Francisco and showed me a letter, a copy of a love letter. You ever been there carrying on some kind of affair with some simple mind for?
In Chicago?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I had an affair with a gal in Chicago.
I told you you had one of the best men coming down the track. You ought to know better to do that kind of trip.
I know, Jim, but I haven't been able to communicate with her. I haven't felt that there's been any kind of openness with her. I haven't gotten to that point. And I've been trying to throw up warning signals all the time.
What if we all threw up warning signals? Some of us don't even have any happiness at all. Young woman cares about you. What if you reached a point where you knew no one cared about you at all? I don't understand you, friend.
I don't feel anybody cares, yeah.
Well,
then
you're in the same bag that all the rest of us are. But she does care, and I told you that. So but the way you're going at it, you're not building on it, I'm sure. Right now, she's very, very irate.
Well?
The last I saw her, which was Wednesday night.
Well, she doesn't communicate that to me. We can't even seem to sit down and talk about things.
I don't know what that problem is, but I would rather gather that the emotion I saw on Wednesday night was just sincere. She's had it as far as she says now, but of course maybe time will change things.
I don't understand why she can talk to other people and not to me. That's really that's rejection to me.
Well, it's probably because you hold that kind of a pattern with her that you can't, you've got to depend upon her too much. I've warned you about that. You can't come off as a child with an adult woman. That side of it, they like the mother, but they don't like the mother to the degree that you were dependent. You make a big mistake getting off in the bedroom. These kids are upset. Any woman has loyalty to children. Priority one, they have their loyalty to children. And she said you off in the bedroom talking, and the kids are resentful. The kids are just as hostile as hell, too, every one of them.
Well, when I do spend time with the children, they don't relate to me. They're cold, they turn off to me, they turn against me.
They think you don't care about them. That's what one of them said.
Well, I tried to express that.
You're too caught up with yourself, friend, and that's your big deal, and you'll never get out of it as long as you put number one first. You'll never get out of the situation. You'll always be in a morass.
What am I to do with my feelings, Jim? I don't know what I have no image of myself.
Neither do I. I never had any image of myself. You get pushed off a bridge by your dad, you don't have any image. That's good for you. If you can pass through it, it doesn't make that much difference. All becomes important is principle. It doesn't make any difference whether you have an image or not.
Yeah, but you've been able to do things that I don't seem to be able to do.
Oh, that's not. You can do it when you get your mind off yourself. You do very well.
I don't know. I've never seen myself do it.
Well, I have. I've seen you do it in the pulpit.
What is it my makeup that requires me to have to feel to be able to bring a woman around, to be something to a woman, to feel like I can...
It's emotional retardation. You're a very brilliant person, but you're emotionally retarded. And you can hang up on a woman like that. It's always open for disillusionment. And as paradoxical as it may seem, you had a chance with her, and you're goofing it. You're messing it all over.
Well, I didn't have much counseling on it, Jim. I tried to talk to you about it.
I have told you over and again.
But how to do it, though? I mean, the intricate thing is I've never had anyone talk to me about that. I'm as ignorant as anybody could be. And I have these feelings and needs and don't know how to cope with them and don't know how to relate to her.
No, I suspect one thing I thought you see, that gal that you think that you find attractive, you have a little bit of her, you find out how much more attractive your wife is.
Well, at least she was warm to me, you know.
Well, that's what I say. See her. See how warm she is. That's why I said that I was not declaring any kind of war with you. If you go there and see that woman, this woman's not going to be contacted. But I think you're going to have to see what the world's like, because you are retarded socially. In the terms of your progress, of your own emotions, you don't know yourself. You've got to have some experience to know yourself.
I would think that I would have, whether it was the other capabilities I have, that I would certainly be able to relate to a woman and to get myself in a position where I could meet her needs and feel like I'd accomplish something, doing something I know how to do. That part of me has always been burning constantly, and with no way to express it and no knowledge on how to handle my feelings in that area, I've become depressed and hostile and...
Now you've got to study your principles more. You're not supposed to be dependent upon people. If you want to be able to build anything or help anybody, do anything for humanity, you can't. And the more you want to be dependent, the less people will let you be. No one likes to have someone dependent upon.
I don't want to be dependent. I would like people to depend on me.
Well, there were dependencies. She wanted you to be a father to her children and to maintain leadership and not sulk. Not go into moods and hostile and get off into these situations, which I don't remember all of it. I heard it Wednesday night. I don't remember all that she said. And she very disturbed. This woman is very, very disturbed with you. And her affections are going to turn to ice. That's what's going to happen.
I don't know. I've been terribly disturbed with her and the whole thing. I have no idea what to do.
You seem to determine to have a relationship. We try that young woman and see. I think you're going to be disappointed as I left a message for you. I think you'll find the grass is never greener on that side.
I don't look to that woman to be... I don't look to her as being an answer to my problem. I know that possibly experiencing a relationship with someone who is warm physically with me would be something that I need to know, because I haven't had it with Bart. But why shouldn't I? With a woman that I care more about,
You're talking about me sacrificing. You're dealing with me when I'm up night and day sacrificing, dealing with people, and having people run over me. But why shouldn't you have anything? I'm not able to relate to any of you people that say, why shouldn't you have this? There are babies starving to death all over the world. I can't relate to this. All I can relate to is trying to save children and get babies to security and then do what I have to for what I believe. I'm not able to relate to you people. When you talk like this, why shouldn't you have? If you look around the poverty and squalor and filth and disease and ugliness and people who are born with defects that no one would want to relate to them, and how terrible of an inequity the whole sexual business is, you have to look a certain way to be able to attract people. It's all superficial. Same gal, if you went in there with a scar down your face, or you couldn't make your sexual act, That same woman will never, you have no use for you. Now, you didn't have that with Barbara. She was not a sexually oriented woman, which you should have been thankful for. But no, you had to push, 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 push. I kept telling you she didn't want that.
No, I'm not thankful for it, because I think it's,
Okay, you're not thankful for it, go try it where it's just a sexual relationship and see what I'm telling you.
But that isn't what I just want. I mean, I don't want just a sexual relationship.
Well, you won't get either. You get either or. They don't come. Barbara, the type of woman who's more concerned about being a pillar of strength and a mother to the children and a good companion to you, you don't mix the two. I never have seen a sex pot and a principal person mixed together. They don't mix.
Well, now, why then have you been able to bring women who have been physically active into a dedicated position? Now, why in the hell can I do that?
Because you're not me. You're not, in principle, where I'm at. That's the difference. You got to lose yourself. Lose yourself.
Well, I can learn to do that. I mean, it's...
Well, the best way to do is get out of your shell and away from the ballywick. So that's what you did. And I said to the people to keep it cool, and that's the way I'll do it. Keep it cool. As long as you keep it cool, that's the way it'll remain cool. And there'll be nothing said to this young woman. I don't want you to create a disharmony in Chicago.
I have no intention of doing that. I've been sowing goodwill, and I intend to keep sowing goodwill.
Well,
but I didn't know what the hell to think when I call there. They don't tell me where she's at.
I don't care if you talk to her. She is petrified of you, man. She thinks that you are slightly loony.
Well, I am. Insofar as I feel there was no hope that I'm not supposed to do anything crazy unless I'm pushed, and I don't think anybody's going to push me to that. But that kind of action, it just, I felt like they were just playing games with me.
No. Well, they don't know. I don't know where she's at. She's up there in San Francisco somewhere. I don't know where she's at. She's staying probably with one of the people. I don't know where she's at. But I know that she's petrified of you, and she thinks that you are not thinking in love of her, and she don't like the idea that she wandered on to an affair. That's not the best thing to help the situation along.
Well, if she's so concerned about it, then why isn't she concerned about making something more of our affair? That's what seems hypocritical to me.
That works two ways, you know. You've got to work also with getting less of the moroseness. I think you've gotten more out of her in terms of what you wanted, sexual responsiveness, if you were not, but from what I gather, crying about your problems and talking too much about your ailments. You can't do that. Nobody wants to hear it. That much energy. Plus, she takes care of so many children. Trying to be a pillar to children and a pillar to a husband is a very difficult thing.
I know. I felt that I've been played second fiddle with, you know, as far as that goes, because the children have been first, and well.
All mothers are going to put children first, man. All mothers are. If any kind of woman at all, you won't have a woman. All you get is a piece of flesh, which will leave you in the moment you fade. That same responsibility that's in her that takes care of the children will take care of you when you're sick. You're 38 years of age, something like that. You're getting to the point where you're going to realize that it's important to have somebody that is steady, that won't be caught by every little flip of the sexual organ. This woman is not moved by that kind of stuff. She's never flirted with anybody, never been involved with anybody. You were fortunate, and I kept telling you you were fortunate.
I know that, but it's an emptiness, Jim. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay, it won't be empty when you get tired. When you get tired, it won't be empty. Having somebody that won't do you in, stab you, or leave you. You have a stroke or heart attack or sick, won't leave you. It won't be empty then.
I thought about those things. But what do I do about, you know, today, about the feelings that I've had? And there's something about, you know, I know your dedication and what you're doing to help others. There's something about always hearing about your capabilities and feeling.
Capabilities. There's nothing. I have nothing going on at all. Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, you have it, and you seem to get women to be loyal to you.
That's questionable.
Well, that's seen a number of them.
That's questionable. They're not loyal to me. They're loyal because I'm a hard-working sucker that takes care of people's needs and their needs in terms of purely spiritual and socio-political.
Well, that's true, but you lift them out a hell of a morass and you change their life around.
Okay, yeah, but that was a hell of a bag. I don't think you'd like that. I don't think you'd like that game.
Well, maybe not, but I have the feeling that there's always somebody in there that wants to try.
Well, you go out there and try. Try. Try to build something in Chicago. We got a good congregation. Try to build it. Try to do it. But I'm telling you, if I didn't love you, I'd tell you, go on. You'll be happy. You'll be fine. It'll be wonderful. I'm not going to tell you everything's going to be rosy. But you can try it.
Well, I don't have a feeling that, when I first left, I wasn't 50 miles outside of San Francisco, and I felt bad about what I did, and I had every intention of returning. I just don't know what to do with my emotions, my feelings, my...
Well, I can tell you that she wants to be separated from you for a while. I think you're going to... Absence makes the heart grow fond. That's the questioning and probing, and I did a considerable amount of that because I want to really know what's going on in her head as well as yours. And she feels that yours is considered to her as you're saying that she has been of you. So you're at an impasse right now.
Well, I don't doubt that I have acted very irrationally because I've been under a lot of emotional stress. I have been in control of my emotions.
Well, you're the one who has to get in control, you know.
I know.
Nobody else can do it but you.
I know, Jim. I've needed to be counseled.
We are too busy. We're too busy trying to fight enemies, we haven't got time to counsel each other. We don't do any of that. We don't do any of that anymore. There's no personal moments for morasses.
I know, but see, now I've come to my impasse.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be. You've been with us long enough that you shouldn't be in an impasse.
I know, but I've lived with it. I said, well, okay, I'll accept it. I'll go on because of the good I see is going on. I'm going to override it and let it go because I know someday it'll change, but then it keeps coming up, and I think I put my problem off way too goddamn long, and this is the result of it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I haven't faced it, and I see
maybe.
Other people have gone through it. You've helped them through it, and somehow or another, but...
Well, those days are gone forever, friend. Those are gone forever. We are in a constant state of trying to get various programs achieved for our people and helping some pretty needy people who are under oppression, both here and abroad. We don't have any time. There's no frivolity at all. Nothing, nothing.
I don't mean that. I mean just to be able to talk with you.
But there's none of that. There is none of that done. There isn't time for it. The time isn't in the day. Isn't even time for this. We got crises going on all the time. Stupid man who he wants in the church is beat his baby to half to death and the baby's laying between life and death. And I got to do something about it because he's a stupid man.
But you know, we all need reinforcement.
Yeah, everybody does. But if I started reinforcing one, I'd have to reinforce everybody. You know, there would be no way. There's no way in the world. All I can do is be a leader to be there when the crisis gets down. When you get in jail, you get up against it. Medically and can't get the right kind of assistance, that's what I'm for. I have to be nothing more, an administrator. There are others of you, if you're not one of those pastoral counselors, then you can look to some that are. Johnny Brown and Norman Imes, some of those are not Norman Imes, Dale Parks, Norman's out much on other business, but I'm not able, I'm only one human being. I'm not able to spend time in counsel. I don't have it. I'm doing all I can to administrate the program to try to get people to safety. It's certainly not getting any better. Anybody that reads the news knows how bad it is. Reads between the lines knows how bad it is.
I do. But don't you feel that I have something to give? I have doubts.
Yeah, I'm sure you have something to give, but you have to find your way just like everybody else found their way. Because if I started down through counseling, then I'd be guilty of total respect to persons, and I don't counsel anyone. No one do I counsel. I take the liberty of ordering people out when I'm in a business situation. They get in a morass. I say, get yourself together. That's why I talk to people, because I get myself together. I can't think of anyone offhand, but I've had some strong people who occasionally have emotional freak-out patterns. I say, get yourself together.
I know. I guess it's the feeling of being with you all these years that I've never had that opportunity, that I can't seem to cope with, because I found nobody else to be of any help to me.
Well, you've had as much time, your brother hasn't had as much time talking to me as you have. He's been with me even longer.
Yeah, but I don't look at him as very stable, and I don't look at a lot of other people as very stable.
Well, he goes on with his routine. He goes on. Who is stable? How can anyone feel stable? How can anyone have self-image of themselves? No one does, son. None have. Everyone just goes on trying to bear principle because we realize it's not our ego, our image, or our fulfillment. It's not important in facing the crisis of America and the whole world where people are starving to death and in terrible oppression. Just now, a case here down here, just yesterday, a black youngster shot down like a dog in the streets for nothing more. And the youngster just kept walking towards the police wanting to ask a question.
But Jim, I do feel those things. I have always felt it. I just I felt that you'd lost faith in me, and that you allowed people to say things to me that weren't true, and,
no.
And images to be built about me that
No, that's not true. I'm very direct. If I got anything to say about you, I'll say it to you. Well, I'm pissed. You've known I've been pissed.
Yeah, I think it was the big thing with the garage was my big downfall. I couldn't face the fact that I was taken out when I thought I was doing my best.
Now, you know nobody ever does their best. Now, give me
no,
that.
No, not the best. But at least I was trying harder than I'd ever tried before.
Well, I don't even remember the details of it. I don't even recall the situation. There was no sense of demotion in my mind about that.